Him?
Is this you too?
It's not you too. It doesn't suck.
It's animals as leaders. You suck.
I said...
I think you mean you too sucks. Yeah.
Oh.
God, you're defensive.
I retract that.
Speaking of suck, here's Ham segment.
Thank you. What time did you guys wake up this morning?
Oh, God, I'm getting flashbacks. Sorry, Soroy, I meant to text you back.
What hours do you work?
Let's see. Set the alarm for 7:15. It was closer to 7:40.
This morning I had my alarm go off at 3 a.m.
3:08 a.m.?
3 a.m.
Okay.
You added an extra A or something.
It was a lot, but is there a reason? Is that when we normally get up on Sundays?
I normally get up at 6:15, but I woke up at 3 so I could catch the closing ceremony to the 2025 World Humanoid Robot Games.
Yes!
What's that now?
That's awesome!
The first of its kind.
Are you sure this doesn't go back hundreds of years?
No. Shockingly, no. The World Humanoid Robot Games was held in Beijing from August 15th...
Typical.
...to the 17th.
The 18th to the 17th?
I said 15th, but okay. I said 15th really weird.
China.
I'm going to burn a two-second timeout here.
All right, good.
Yeah, go ahead and get
That's
a
probably worth it.
Get
to
you a Dr. Pepper reset.
Draw up a play. Make sure we score out of the timeout here at least.
Which is a groundbreaking international competition where over 500 humanoid robots from over 280 teams across 16 countries competed in a wide range of events, from traditional sports to real-world tasks. These games were to test coordination, decision-making, motor skills, critical thinking for robots in healthcare, hospitality, manufacturing, and the events were designed to test their agility, coordination, intelligence, and real-world utility.
Okay, is this video real where I'm watching them run the 1,500 meters?
Yes, it is.
Look at this, DJ. Watch, so he's going to start running. He's going to run this guy over. Look, hey, it's just hilarious the way he's running. Yeah. And then he CD lambs this guy.
Dude, if you've seen any... I highly recommend you look this up. It is awesome.
This guy sucks. Look how slow this little fella is.
Made him real short and stumpy.
They're all short and stumpy.
There's people in the stands. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of people in the stands.
That guy's hauling ass.
But yeah, events included...
Don't call him a guy. He's a robot.
Good form.
They run like Jock Peterson. They run like Jock Peterson, too. But the events include sports like soccer, boxing.
That would be funny if they made the American robot super fat, uncoordinated.
Dude, yeah. I cannot get over the little guy in this 1,500 meter. Why'd they program him so slow? Look at him. He's so slow.
Like, why put him in that event? You know exactly how fast
he
is.
They're all slow.
That would be like when I used to like run shot put and one of our guys would be sick and I would ask, can I run the 100 meter? And they'd have to almost be starting the next event while I'm still running. Like, why would you put him in there?
So they did soccer, boxing, basketball, martial arts, track and field, table tennis, gymnastics, and dance.
Boxing, huh? So we had some rock'em sock'em robots?
Traction field.
Check out the kickboxing they do.
It is
the coolest thing. They also They also made them do real-world tasks like cleaning, medicine sorting, and hotel reception.
Okay, medicine sorting. Medicine sorting could not have been fun as they're putting lisinopril in the Monday slot.
And hotel reception. They made them fold towels.
Terrible.
Hotel reception?
So to qualify, each humanoid robot had to be independently developed or procured, have a torso, arms, and 2 feet. Some events allowed them to have wheels for different tasks.
Now I'm in.
Operate autonomously or via remote control.
Autonomously.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Otto. But yeah, are you watching kickboxing, dude? Dude, it is awesome.
Look, they're not even connected. Look. They're just throwing kicks. And why do they have headgear on them?
I don't know. They're robots. Oh, yeah. Here's this guy. Look at this guy try to kickbox.
Oh,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, it is awesome. and they could get themselves back up after they fall down.
That's soccer
okay.
now.
So I'm looking at the humanoid kickboxing. They have a female Lawrence Cole ref in there.
Oh, yeah, to score it.
And she's like, what am I doing? Why am I here? Like, why do you need her to score this thing?
She's like the lifeguard at the Olympic pool.
Yes.
We really don't need you here.
So arbitrary.
But when the event started, they had like the opening ceremony here in which they came out and danced for everybody.
Nice.
Which was pretty cool. They have them all dance. They have hats on for crying out loud, but yeah.
Oh.
They had them all come out. It was really cool. And so
I'm going to make an EA level proclamation here.
This is going to take over in 5 years?
Within 10 years, all American sports will be played by robots. Give me 10 years. Five is ridiculous.
Five is ridiculous.
They'll start adopting it within 5 years. By 10 years, we'll have a robot, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay,
for
yeah.
Sure.
The opening ceremonies is...
They had them also attempt a torch lighting.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It caught one of the robots on fire.
But yeah, this... So I woke up this morning to watch the live stream.
I'm watching soccer now.
Yes, I watch soccer. I'll get to that.
Less of a beating than real soccer. I'll say it.
Well, they keep falling over, and they have a guy that has to pull them off the ground.
No, a lot of the times they pick themselves up.
Not this one. Look, this has this guy right here that's in charge of pulling them off the field when they fall over.
Did they flop?
They don't flop.
Oh,
no.
Let's pull this
that's
guy
That's part of why it's better.
So, yeah. Me and 11 others online watched the live stream of the closing ceremony, and I wanted to go back a little bit also. So I watched two events live. I watched the 100-meter race, which Monty was watching clips of earlier. One competitor, the humanoid robot, once it crossed the finish line, getting third, it collapsed. It looked like It looked like when those people like are running in those races and they kind of collapse as they go across the finish line with their body.
Like the Iron Man.
Yes.
There's just nothing they can do anymore.
They gave it their all.
Yeah.
Everything they had.
They immediately had like a vertically wired gurney stroll out there and they hooked up the robot and just carted him off. It was so funny. In the 1500 meter, the world record now for humanoid robot is 6 minutes and 34 seconds. For humans, it's 3 minutes 26 seconds. So we're okay in that department. In terms of running, we can outrun these robots.
Okay, could the average human, like one of us, let's exclude Monty for
Thank
obvious
you.
Reasons.
He's in a wheelchair.
But could one of the other four of us on the show right
outrun?
Now outrun the fastest robot?
Yes. I'm even including okay. myself, and I don't run.
That's comforting.
But yeah, the soccer match, which Monty, if you're watching that... It's awesome. I mean, it sucked, but it was great to watch because they jog up to one another. They'll like press each other's heads against each other and fight for the ball. And like they fall and like spasm themselves out to like reorient how to get back up.
Whoa.
And like.
Where was this again?
Been there.
Beijing.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing. Go ahead.
China.
Orient as in like calibrate themselves.
Gotcha.
Sir, but there wasn't any fouls called, no flops. I'm here to say this is the purest form of soccer we have.
But wouldn't you be I'm watching the solo dance competition right now. Wouldn't you be annoyed? Because you would think that as a discus thrower, you don't have to worry about the robots coming for your job. But now you do.
Soccer, not so much, because these things are slow. And, like, they don't recalibrate quick enough. So, like,
once you start introducing Brazilian robots,
ooh,
they just start taking things
Brazilian
over.
Neymar?
Yeah.
My God.
Or robot Neymar. Neymar's already Brazilian.
But, yeah.
Robart.
It's nowhere
confusing.
Near human soccer.
It's already
Neymar.
Brazilian.
But it is similar to human soccer, too, because they don't ever score. And it's like wide up open goals because like the goalie robot will run too
yeah.
far.
If I'm going to watch a sport where they don't score anyway, I at least want them crashing into each other. And
it's great.
The one that I saw, the guy scored. They were both just standing there looking at the ball one foot away from the goal. And then finally one of them just walked it in.
Yeah.
As their predator sights are on it, just trying to figure out what to do with the ball.
Yes.
But, I mean, much like any other, you know, robot technology or AI technology or whatever, this is the worst we're ever going to see it.
Yes.
It's only going
to get better because, like, in the running thing, too, they'll have, like, the operators run alongside them with their little remote controls, and they're, like, 5 feet ahead of these robots as they're outpacing them. So the humans are a lot faster, and then, like, you saw that one guy just gets completely trucked by a robot.
I'm watching the other view from that from in the stands, and it's great because... You don't have to worry about, like, actual human emotions of the, you know, robot caring that he just trampled a person.
Yeah.
Because the robot just keeps running.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's designed to do.
But, yeah. They could have done better, if I may be critical. They could have done better with the broadcast. All this was in Chinese, at least all the feeds I saw. And I don't
assuming.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Maybe you put your hat in the ring as a veteran play-by-play man.
Right.
I think I might have to.
Maybe
do
this is your niche.
Chinese ham is amazing.
If the ticket will be able to send me out to Beijing, I will cover these games and give the Americans the American play-by-play of kickboxing and running and
that ball is
pill sorting.
Far.
Oh no, we can't
that
even.
That ball is gone.
Understand what that is?
We can't even afford 2 weeks for. Cowboys training camp, so I don't know how Beijing is going to work, but maybe. You never know.
I just can't get over it. They look like little kids.
Yes.
Like, they're just so dumb looking.
They have to be herded around.
Dude.
Like, in this one, okay, again, watch this sequence and tell me what you're watching here, DJs. They're setting up boxing. This guy's like a ref or something. I don't know.
He's just pushes the little robot out of the way.
He's like setting him up. He's setting up one.
He looks beaten.
The robot he pushed is ready to go, and now he's just fighting the ref.
So this was from the live feed earlier. These are humans now playing
life.
This is humans now playing one of the teams on the live feed from a couple hours ago.
Boy, that's great. Wouldn't you want to Rabona some
just
little
hip
robot?
Hip-check the robot over the
slide
over the
tackle.
Wall.
But as we said, this is the first... It's only going to get better. Their production's going to be better. Their presentation's going to be better. The technology hopefully will be better. It's awesome, dude.
They just put like 10 robots all in the ring together, and they have like a Royal Rumble going. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
The World Humanoid Robot Games, success. Highly recommend next year we all watch this.
Okay. There's no way we remember, but okay.
They can do it every year, every 4 years.
I hope they do it every year so we can see the technology.
They got this robot Naruto running. His hands are behind his back.
Like he's storming Area 51.
Yeah, like seriously, his arms are stuck straight behind him as he's running.
Oh, but the closing ceremony sucked. I will say that because I watched it. Not entertaining. It wasn't like the opening ceremony where they had dancing and whatnot. It was just a lot of people.
Did they have
around.
Gojira perform in the opening ceremonies?
No.
What's and the headless point, then? Marie Antoinette? Well, I'm glad that you were able to cover this.
He's wearing a gi. This little
Well, he wanted to be accurate.
He earned his green belt right before the games.
He just downloaded it.
Well, there is a look at the 2025 World Humanoid Yay. Robot Games. Amazing. Definitely go just look up Humanoid Games, and you can see any of the clips out there. They are amazing. And don't be scared. It's all fun. I'm not panicking. You're panicking. All right.